Hello guys. So for today, we're going to talk about getting out of the funk. So I don't know about y'all, but like I deal a lot with seasonal depression. Like cold weather makes me cranky. It doesn't bring me joy. Like, can I Marie Kondo? Whatever. I don't know. Can we like boot scoot it? Like, it doesn't bring me joy. Can we be done with it? So coming out of that is kind of hard. And then when you also have like just all these things going on and overwhelm and you just get in these funks, right? So I'm going to give you some of my tips on getting out of that funk, all right? So hopefully these bring you some value, they help you, you can work on them, etc. But the first one is to stop sitting in a negative headspace, okay? What you think, you believe. Your brain doesn't know the difference. And when you sit there and continuously sit in that negative headspace and you let it brew and you let it consume you and you let it take over, and then you begin overthinking it and you begin creating scenarios that aren't realistic and just aren't true, and these false scenarios take over, and it's like it just turns into this whole massive ordeal, okay? Stop sitting in that negative headspace. You have to break the pattern. So when you feel like you're getting in those, you're just having the funky day, whatever, I need you to change the state that you're in, okay? So I'm going to give an example here in a minute. But basically, I mean, get up, move, go somewhere, do something, whatever. Something that makes you feel good. So like, for example, there was a day a month ago, and it was noon, and I was laying in bed, and I was just very upset, very sad, I don't want to do anything. I don't want to get out of this bed. It was a weekend, and I struggle a lot on the weekends sometimes. Like, some weekends are great, don't get me wrong, and I go and get a lot of stuff done. But some weekends, I just miss my kids, and they're with their dad, and I just want to see them, and I don't want to do things on my own, and blah, 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 right? So I was just in this funk, and it was literally noon. And let me put in perspective, I know noon to some people is like, oh, that's not a big deal. I'm usually up at 5:50. My alarm goes off at 5:50, okay? In the morning, 5:50. So being in bed at noon is very abnormal for me. So I was just laying in there and pity partying myself. And I was like, I really need to get up and do something. I need to move my body. I knew inside that if I would get up and go, I'd be fine. So I got myself out of that bed, which was an accomplishment on its own. If you know, you know. But I got up, I got changed, I put on some of my activewear, and I drove my ass an hour away. Not convenient, not at all, but I drove myself an hour away to one of my favorite hiking spots, and I did like a 5-hour hike, something like that. It was like 4.5 hours. And it was glorious. I packed a little lunch, I spent the whole time out there in nature, and it just brought me so much peace and joy. And I was just a completely different person afterwards. So now, I'm not saying you have to do something that extravagant, but it just kind of puts into perspective that if you are finding yourself in that funk, in that space, get up and change something. Go for a walk in your yard. Go enjoy some fresh air. Turn on some happy music and dance. Go take a shower. Go do something to get yourself out of that spot you were in, okay? The next tip is to switch to a state of gratitude. So when you're sitting there and you're like, this is the worst day ever. I got stuck in traffic. I spilt my coffee. I'm late for work. Whatever it is, right? Switch it to gratitude. There is always, always a silver lining in everything. Maybe you're stuck in traffic because if you would have been running on time, you would have been in the accident. Or maybe, like, listen, like, here we go. You spilt your coffee and then had to change clothes, right? So you're grumpy because you had to change clothes. But changing clothes and all that made you get stuck in traffic from a wreck that happened. And if you wouldn't have spilt that coffee, like, you could have been in that wreck. You would have been sooner. Like, stuff like that. Or even just stuck in traffic. At least you have a car to be stuck in traffic with. A lot of people don't have cars. You spilt the coffee? At least you have a washer and dryer to wash the clothes that got ruined. At least you have the money to buy the coffee. You like, and it's not like, it's just have gratitude for what you do have. Switch up the narrative, right? Like, there's days that it's rainy outside and I'm just like, ugh, this sucks. This weather's terrible. But at least I have a roof over my head to keep me dry, heaters to keep me warm, etc. There's so much in this world to have gratitude, and we shift all those negative emotions into positive, into like, thank goodness my heaters are keeping me warm while it's rainy and cold outside. Thank God I have this vehicle to get me to work instead of riding a bike. Thank goodness I, whatever. When you start flipping the switch and showing gratitude towards the things that you have and bringing more positive into your life, it really is going to help you not be in that nasty funk, okay? And then the next thing is, again, it kind of goes back to what I said in the beginning, and it's changing your language because your brain believes what you tell it. If you are talking shit on yourself, and if you're talking shit on the world, and you're just like, this sucks, and that sucks, and I suck, and these clothes suck, and everything sucks, and the world just sucks, and blah, 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 and you just like feed into that negative, then of course you're going to be in a funk because you are giving it fuel to continue. So change the verbiage, change the words, talk nice to yourself, like, damn girl, you looking good in them sweats today, like, whatever. I don't know, I'm wearing sweats, so that's where that came from, but like, talk nice to yourself, speak affirmations to yourself. And when you're sitting there in those negative headspaces and you're just like talking down on yourself, I want you to like just slap your hand and just be like, would I say this to my kid? Would I say this to my spouse or partner? Would I say this to my mom? Would I say this to my BFF? Would I speak like this to anyone else in the world? Because if not, then you probably shouldn't be talking to yourself like that. And now these aren't things that come easy. They take work. They take challenging yourself. They take self-awareness to call yourself out when you're having these moments. And they take strength to get up and do something different to make the change. But once you get into these habits and you start realizing when you're getting into those funks, you can stop them sooner. And then you don't have entire days where you just feel like shit. And now, like, sometimes it's gonna happen, don't get me wrong, this isn't like a cure. You're still gonna have shitty days, you're still gonna have days where you just stay in bed till noon. But like, when you're able to just really try to pull yourself out of it, you tend to be able to save yourself from a week of a funk or a month of a funk. And you get what I'm saying? So hopefully those are some actions that can help you if you're starting to feel yourself fall down into the hole, into the black pit, whatever you want to call it. Excuse me. Sorry about that. And they'll help you pull yourself out sooner than later. All right. So if you got some value, go ahead and screenshot this. You can share and tag me over on Instagram at leslie.vivian. I would love to hear your takeaways and if these have helped you any. I love and appreciate you guys, and I will talk to you later.